When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
We are the 1, 2, 3
Star Losers!
All right, usually the sports genius starts things off, but he's not here today. He is out sick, so we're going to start the podcast off with a dude that doesn't know anything about sports. Me. I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's, and my name is Eddie.
What's up, you guys? I'm Ray. I'm from the North. I'm an alpha male. When I go to the bar, I'm not getting a margarita or a Cosmo, all the other people get. I ask him for a can of beer, and I get out my keys, and I puncture the can of beer, and I shotgun it in the corner. That way that I'm going to can get drunk faster. And also, I try to make sure the bouncer doesn't see me so I don't get bounced out. And I'm the only person on this show that locks it up.
All right.
And I think I've missed about 6 locks in a row.
Yeah, you're pretty ice cold.
I took off last night, though, so it feels good.
Good. It feels good not to lose.
Coach, when you with betting and gambling, when you're losing, get away from it
I
for
agree.
A week.
You have to stop.
Yes,
you have
take
to walk away.
Yes. Guys, and Christina's here, too.
Yes, her name is Christina. Too. If the sports genius was here, he would say, no, her name is no name. With new girl. That's what we're going to call her. But I think we should just call you Christina by your name. That's your name.
Oh, that is my name.
All right, do you want to introduce yourself to everyone in case they don't know you?
I don't have a fancy introduction like you guys do.
Then make one up and go.
Right on the spot. I'm
There's
throwing
no
into
would
it.
You rather.
Yours can be, I just like that as a music bed.
Okay.
You can pretty much make your intro anything. Brother comes in here, pits, and goes, oh, I don't know. I like Kansas City. I like the Chiefs. I don't know. Got a house to myself. I mean, his wasn't anything
No,
special.
Listen, your resume is the impressive part, so just go with your resume.
Okay, so let's just read my resume straight from the resume.
Yeah. Where were you born?
So, starting from the very
beginning. No, make
beginning.
It fast.
I was born in Kentucky.
Well, so I was born in Connecticut. No, I worked for ESPN, worked for NFL Network, somehow found my way here, and here I am.
I worked for ESPN, NFL Network, probably has more knowledge about sports than us three put together. And that's your intro, girl.
Yeah. All right, there it is.
All right, I'm not doing what you'd rather. I want to get to the main thing that happened last night. Ray was sitting in his house. Actually, Ray was asleep, and he'll tell the whole story. But there were gunshots outside of his apartment, and just to set him up, he just moved to this place on Saturday. Not even 1 week into this place, he's lived there, and somebody shot a bullet through his living room window and hit his TV. Go, Ray. Okay. What happened?
Guys, here's the skinny. I am here. I literally was shot at about 12 hours ago. News stations have tried to interview. I did do an exclusive with the Bobby Bones Show. Eddie videotaped it, so news outlets, you need it. CNN, Fox News, all the local ones have already covered it. Get it from BobbyBones.com. Is it Bobby Bones Show or BobbyBones.com?
Bobby Bones.
Okay, you can get the video there.
You only worked here for 10 years.
We're only going to do one take. just because that really isn't what an exclusive is. So I kind of did like the R. Kelly exclusive.
Yeah, but this is the in-depth like 60 minutes interview.
Okay, so anyways, I'm laying in bed.
All the details.
All right, I'm in bed around 8 o'clock. I remember I go to bed early, folks. I told you I get up early for the morning show. So I'm in bed. I've already logged probably about 2 hours of sleep. I hear something that sounds like about 100. I'm going to make this interesting. I don't want to make it boring. Something sounds like about 100 dishes crashing at the same time. And I'm like, damn. So I get up right out of bed and I go into the living room. Me and the cat both meet in the middle of the living room, look at each other. But there's nothing there. The thing with being shot at in a bullet, a lot of times there's not going to be big pieces of glass. Sure, we found shards later, but they go so small you don't initially see them. So we're in the living room together, me and the cat. No idea what happened.
Hold on, just hold on. Keep going. And then what did you hear?
Go.
Wait, hold on. Sorry. I'm trying to hear.
Eddie's trying to do sound effects. Yes.
You hear that?
Yes. So I heard that. I sprinted out the door. Me and the cat in their living room looking at each other. Bae's in the bath. She had just started one. You know, so she was all trying to get toweled off real quick. And we just look at... What was that?
That's a cat.
Okay. So that's what the cat's doing. He's a little upset just because he didn't know what happened. All of a sudden, I see the TV. No, the cat was... He was purring, but then when it happened, the cat jumped up. But yeah, at one point, the cat was sleeping as well. So two people were sleeping. My chick was in the bathroom. We're in the living room, and we all just look at each other, and then we immediately go to the TV, and there's this big black spot in it, and you think, oh, did an LED bulb go out? Huh. I've never really – nobody throws the remote at the household if you lose a bet, and I don't have guy roommates. I have a girlfriend that I live with. Nobody would ever throw a remote, so I'm just like, huh, that sucks. That was a great TV. It finally blew a bulb. It took a while, but man, that Samsung was badass. So anyways – I start to look at the light a little bit better, like in the TV, and I'm like, sweetie, it looks dented. So my head is all the way to the side of the TV. Boom, I realize it's dented. Immediately, I shoot my eyes across the room, like in an instant. It was so fast. The second I realized the TV was dented, and the second I looked back and saw the bullet hole through the window, yes, but I didn't hear that. I never heard the gunshots. All I heard was the glass. And I've talked to some people, and they did say that the shot would be from farther away. Stop!
Okay, I'm making it realistic.
Okay, but people told
me
the shot.
He's painting
a picture. The shot was probably from farther away, just because the bullet ended up like just into the TV and then fell into the kitchen. So because the bullet didn't go through the TV, they're saying it was likely losing steam. They had shot it maybe from a parking lot, just like a couple blocks away or something. Anywho,
so did you call the cops?
So I called the cops. Me and my chick were on the floor. Everybody at this point is on the ground. Me, the cat, my girl, all of us afoot. Yes. Cops answer. We're all saying, hey, we're laying on the ground. No idea if Stop! No idea if it's an active shooter situation or whatever, but we're crawling on the ground, and then we were all starting to realize, okay, it was a gunshot. Okay, there's some glass right here. There's this. There's that. Cops are there real quick. If you guys have never called the cops before, guys, they are up in that house real quick. Lights, I don't think they ever turned on the sirens.
They didn't?
No. They rolled up silent.
Were there that fast? They didn't even have time for the sirens?
I think so. And I think they wanted to go incognito in case it was a situation. Immediately, they open the door. Guys, they go against the wall. And me and my chick are still, on the ground because we didn't know if there was a shooter.
Did they knock?
Cops knocked. Boom. Get them in. Get them in. Like, my chick, I think, opened them in. Let them in. So, guys, cops are right against. Scaling the wall. Right up against. They get to the window. Peek out the window. Clear. Move.
They think it's an active situation.
Yeah, and at the same time, I'm like, give me a gun. I'm unarmed. Give me a gun, cop. And he's like, what? Get down. I'm kidding. That part I wanted it to seem like I was more involved. But anyways, the cops are handling the situation. They created the perimeter. All I was doing was a homeowner. Which I'm renting. I'm laying on the ground. Guys, I was totally useless. Cops are like, move, behind, go. They're peeking out the window. It's all good. So then they're like, guys, all clear. We all get up. That's when we file the report. We tell them our stories. They tell us, most likely from the Outback Steakhouse, somebody who's eating a Bloomin' Onion, fired a gun or something like that. And once we filed the report, they ended up doing some other stuff on the ground, checking footprints, maybe, bullet casings. We did find the bullet in the kitchen. They took that for evidence. I wasn't able to photograph it. Now I kind of wish I could have. I have some buddies that told me it probably was a 9mm. Pretty. Cut shows one shot.
Oh, just one?
Yes. If your sound effects were more accurate, then it would be fine. But the guy said it was a 9mm. Thank God my chick was in the bathroom.
Holy crap. A 9mm?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a legit gun.
Yes. And it was right where she watches TV. It would have either Stop with the sound effects.
Coach, I just want people to know what it's like.
It was either grazed her hair, or it would have, honestly, it would have hit my chick. Luckily, she was in the bathroom. The cat ended up having glass shards on his bed. He was fine, as far as I know. I'm going to go check the situation right now. That's really all I got. I heard it is a media circus at my house. The apartment people, from them to the police to my girlfriend's family, everybody's at our place right now. People are wanting information. This, do you guys want to move? This, that, and the other. The window's already been replaced.
Oh, it has?
Coach, they're
the
on
apartment?
It. You want to know a city that is...
They're fast.
Guys, everybody shy of SpongeBob is at my apartment right now.
Well, I'm pretty sure the apartment doesn't want to, like... They don't want it to be known as the apartment that gets shot up. They probably just, like, fix it fast. Well, let's move on.
They should have said that before we went to all four news outlets this morning.
Well, how did that happen? Like, what, did you tweet something?
I tweeted, ended up getting some traction. One news station picked it up, and you guys know if you've ever had something kind of go viral, all the TV stations, once one of them gets it, they all just, it seems like.
It's like a fire.
Yep. It goes to all of them. Boom. Networks. People are saying you're on TV. Boom. You're on websites. Didn't want to be known for this. It was crazy, but I am glad it's known because we're going to find this guy, and we're not going to stop until we do.
One thing I do like is that you have all your scenarios already, like, your mind made up on what happened. They were at Outback. They were in the parking lot. Like, they shot it up. They saw the TV. So they were like, oh, look, there's something on the TV. Just shoot towards the TV. You don't think in any way there was probably some kind of altercation and they missed and it went into your room?
The trajectory... That it is.
Did you get a laser pointer and look at, like...
And I've been talking to Eddie with this. We either need to get a laser. Cops are doing their investigation. Guys, who says you can't do your own investigation? Correct. I want to get either a white little piece of string, stretch it from the TV through the bullet hole all the way to the road. I want to see the exact trajectory. Or let's do the laser idea that Eddie had.
The fact that... Oh, man.
And then our web girl. Sorry to cut you off. Our web girl had another great idea. She said, are there businesses in the area? Get their cameras. You can get. You know the exact time it happened, 8:02. See what their cameras. There's going to be a getaway car. We got that guy. We're going to have him within the first 48.
Do you want me to go with you after this and, like, go talk to Outback and do some investigation?
Coach, I would love that, but my chick is already shaken. So I know we do stuff sometimes for the Bobby Bones Show. So if we make it a joke.
No, I'm not making it a joke.
She is very shaken. I get we're a morning show, so we had to make it. Because it is funny. News stations picked it up and called me Raymundo. That's not even my real name.
Right.
That's my Twitter name. No, so it ended up being humorous because they're like, his girlfriend was affected. Well, I don't know. Is it his girlfriend
it was either
or his wife?
Girlfriend or his wife.
Apparently she
we're not sure.
They're going to have to settle that out.
She was taking a bubble bath. News stations made it humorous a little bit. Their wording and terminology. But my girl is actually still shaken. I haven't been in that living room since the shooting.
Are you going to head home and then there? You said there's news crews just waiting for you?
I don't necessarily know if they are still there, but my girl said there were trucks, there were cops, there is apartment people, there's family members, all trying to get into a very small apartment community in West Nashville.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's a circus out there.
Well, again, I work in the news, so in my experience, they do have noon 12 o'clock newscast, so I would get home somewhere about 11:30 because they're going to want to go live at noon.
Well, I'm going to be pulling up in my crapped out blazer, and they're going to be like, this is the guy we're trying to get the exclusive with?
Coach.
And I'm exhausted. I've been up for 12 hours, and I got a runny nose. They're going to be like, he's very emotional. He's been crying.
Hey.
No. I've just got a cold. The allergies are horrible in Nashville.
Well, I'm glad you guys are okay, Coach.
Are we hitting the sports stories?
Yes. When I found out about this last night, I mean, I was scared. I was worried. If you need a place to live, you got my house.
Eddie was on the phone immediately after it happened, and I just told Eddie, like, yes, I tweeted about it, and it was crazy, but we're now still like...
Yeah.
It's very, very nervous and shaken. But Eddie was like, you're totally making sure you're good. And we were.
Yeah, in all seriousness, I'm really glad you guys are okay.
Thank God. But I did ask you. You said I was on speakerphone. Did I drop an F-bomb?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Then that's the thing.
Coach, when I'm explaining a story in the moment, not on the radio, Coach, I might have been dropping F-bombs. To the cops? Dude, I was doing the F-bomb left and right.
Christina,
I was like, no, listen, man. That mother, boop, boop, came through the window. And he's like, what did you see? I don't know. I was like, I don't know. I'm getting bullet. Beep, beep. I mean, there were bleep words going left and right.
Yeah, so like every time I call Ray, like, I have to let him know, hey, dude, you're on speaker. I have a family.
My family's here.
Yeah, this is a code that me and my wife both are like, oh, you're calling Ray. Okay, let him know the kids are present.
Tell him ahead of time.
Yeah.
The kids are here.
You did great, though, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, all right, so Christina, you have the sports headlines of the day?
I have a couple.
What you got?
So, last night...
Oh, that's not a good sound effect. Sorry. Go.
Last night, I don't know if you all saw, LeBron passed MJ in the ranks for, I think, fourth most scoring points in the NBA.
I mean, we talked about I told everyone's already said this, like, LeBron is better than Michael Jackson. Like, it's just
Jordan.
Michael Jordan. Oh, you weren't talking about Michael Jackson?
Wrong MJ.
I should have let that go. Guys, Eddie, but put this on.
I didn't realize Michael Jackson played basketball.
Finding Neverland or whatever that thing is, Netflix, is fresh in everyone's mind.
Do not watch it.
I haven't watched. I'm not going to watch it. But, I mean,
it's
everyone's
pretty wild.
Everyone's always
it.
Already said that. Like, okay, we get it. Like, there are baseball players better than Babe Ruth. Like, there are basketball players better than Michael Jordan. Like, it's a thing.
Props to LeBron for doing it. I'm blown away by records that happen, like baseball. Boom, 72 home runs in a season, Barry Bonds. Mark McGuire, 72. Barry Bonds got like 73. Anyways, that blows me away. That was so fast. That was exciting. LeBron, over the course of his year, got so many points. That's awesome. Props to him. Cool record. But as a fan,
I totally agree.
Cool. Props, dude. Like, literally, from a CEO standpoint, man, a documentarian. Oh, NBA Films wants to interview. Like, literally, congratulations. But me, it was over the course of a span. And, like, they were losing by 20 when he scored it. He's with the team.
Yeah, so that's what sucks is he's losing. The team lost, and it was an embarrassing loss.
Yes.
And so he's like, hey, but I did this. And his team's like, sick, dude. We just lost by a lot.
So they lost again?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, dude, that's all they do
so
now.
We done? Yeah.
Dude, at one point they're
down by. It's like a trend now.
The bet's over. The bet very well is over.
Dang. Dude, we should have taken our $20 when we could have.
I texted you guys from the yacht in Fort Lauderdale, and I said, the banker's offering us $87, and you both go, no, you've been drinking, no. Well, guess what? Like, 3 days later, they're offering us nothing.
No.
I mean, LeBron's impressive.
He is.
Very impressive.
32,292 points. Impressive. But you're going to pass MJ. It's going to happen. He's not playing anymore.
Yeah.
So you're going to pass him eventually. I'm not impressed. I think it is impressive. I don't care about it as much as everybody's saying. It's cool. Claps to you.
The media just has to, like,
they need something to talk about.
They need something to talk about. So, dude, what I'm really impressed at are the people that keep track of these stats. Like, that's amazing. I can't remember, like, my wife's grocery list. By the time I get to the store, I'm like, shoot, she did say.
Oh, ESPN is all over that. It's funny. I see all over Twitter, whenever somebody pulls out, like, a crazy stat like that, they're always making fun of ESPN, who's like, oh, did you catch so-and-so? This is the first time a guy who closed his left eye who pitched this way.
That's what I'm
twice.
Talking about.
That's crazy.
Yep.
And they're like, okay.
Like when Trae Young had like 45, I don't know, 50 points or whatever the other day, and they're just like, it's the youngest rookie. Like, do you have to Google, has any other rookie scored 45? Like,
I want to say that.
They're all sitting around asking. They're
guys,
like, do you know?
They have computers that do all that.
They do.
I would love to think. If there's some nerd in the back that's counting the points, guys, LeBron is two away. Excuse me, buzz down.
The last rookie to do that, he played for Georgia. His name was Mike McAllister.
Oh, yeah.
He was 21 years old, so he was the youngest rookie.
Can somebody get me a pencil sharpener?
What else you got, Christina?
During that same game, Rondo, this is another way that media just wants to play up whatever story they can. Rondo takes a seat courtside like he normally does, especially when they're losing. He wants to take a break. He sits courtside, seats
sounds like the biggest loser.
Far away from the bench, from his team.
Oh, here we go.
Like, everyone's taking pictures like, oh, Rondo hates his team. He's pissed.
Well, guys, maybe this is a thing for the Lakers. Like, maybe it's just a thing that they do because the other picture they had with LeBron spaced out for the seats. Why is now Rondo, though? Like,
Coach, here's the thing. They have the beauty of having extra chairs on the bench, and why would you want to sit somebody like right next to you?
Sweaty and gross.
Yeah.
So they want to have a little bit of
space. Play a full game.
Exactly.
No, I get it.
Coach, back in high school, I played high school ball. That's as far as I went. Dude, there were no extra chairs, so you would have to sit next to – you just screwed up, and you have to sit right next to the head coach. Or you just screwed up.
He's not talking to
coach,
you.
Coach, or you're sitting like next to the guy, the scrub on the team, and you're like, oh, I don't want to be like real close to him. I'm a starter. I don't want to be next to the scrubs. Coach, in a lower ball, you always got to sit next to people and it's awkward. They got the liberty to do that, man. Spread it out, dude. But if you're gonna do that, at least put a leg up so it makes it seem like you're not mad at the guys.
Right.
So your leg is what's taking the chairs, not just you're being mad at each other.
Or maybe we should just stop thinking that since they took a 4-chair space break, like they're all mad.
Yeah, all of a sudden they hate the team. He even came out and was like, some reporter asked, like, oh, why'd you sit a couple seats down? And he's like, do you know I've done this at least 10 times this season? This isn't new, guys. Like, I've done this multiple times.
It's ridiculous.
Like, this is no longer news.
You know what I do love, though? I love watching, like, I was watching the Nevada game the other day, and
I don't want to know why you were watching Nevada. Yeah.
You know why I was watching
for gambling
Nevada.
Purposes. Yeah. People at home, he was gambling the game.
I do think Nevada has a good team. I mean, they've had a bad week, but they do have a good team, and I do expect them to do well in the tournament.
Like, okay.
I think I do. They have those twins, whatever, the Martin twins, I guess. They have like their little braids. You'll recognize them. They're really good together. They're twins. And so anyway, one of those twins has a weird, unorthodox way of shooting free throws. Like, he puts one foot behind the other.
Interesting.
Almost like he's going to head start like on a run.
Okay.
And then
cool.
That's how he shoots. But they go to the bench, to the other team's bench, and you can see them all talking trash about his stance. Like, I love that. They go to them and you still like, look at this jackass. That guy's going to make the ball go in. Like, they're all talking crap, and I love it.
Dude, yeah, of course they talk crap to each other. That's awesome that they did the flashover, and they're all crap talking this guy. Hey, if you don't shoot it normally, it's going to look weird.
Yes.
And people are going to say crap about you.
And I do love when someone extends the high five, and then they just get, like, ignored.
Oh, I love that.
One of the players?
Yes.
I love that. Rondo, actually, there's somebody made, like, a compilation of all the times that he's gone to the line, or he's been like on the side and he's got a teammate at the line, and he'll go to high five and they ignore him. And then they also did
purposely
it.
Ignore him.
Over time, how many people have not?
Like, how many people have just missed his high five? And then so then he turned it. And anytime there's an opponent at the line and all his teammates go up and try to high five, he'll try to sneak in there and high five him too. And they're all like, "Wait a minute, who the hell is this?" Because he'll come in and try to sneak in a
high five. I've
seen
that before.
They're like, "Get him out of here."
That's really funny.
Guys, don't clap Rondo's hand. He's not on our team.
Hey, but real question though, like, are you required to high five someone after they miss free throws, or like,
dude, the weird thing is, all of a sudden in the NBA, for some God knows reason, they're all like butt slapping every time they
butt slapping's been a thing in the NBA.
But I'm just saying, like, in other levels of basketball, you just shoot the free throws. You don't really do a lot of clapping. But in the NBA, every player after they shoot
high
does
five.
Some weird thing where they clap a guy in front, they clap at one behind.
No, that's it.
That's a good luck thing.
It's pretty amazing. They do the guys on the side like high five the sides, and then they put their hands behind them, and it's automatic, like clockwork.
Oh yeah, it's like boom.
Just put your hands
boom.
Behind your back, and somebody will five them.
It's also a thing. It keeps you just going. Like, it's a motion. Like, a golfer has their pregame thing. When you're shooting a free throw, maybe you get the ips. They're doing, that's like their pregame thing.
The ips.
Yeah.
But the butt slap thing, for real, like the other day, my son was watching basketball with me. He's like, "Oh, that dude just touched the other guy's butt." I'm like, "Son, this is a thing." Like, it's just, he's telling him good job.
Son, when they're on the field, it's all fine.
One day your friends will also, too, slap your butt.
Yeah.
And you will like it. It'll be encouraging.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
If you think about it, though, it does look,
it looks weird. Oh, yeah. As a kid, like, I feel like I'd pick up on that.
Why are two grown men slapping each other in the butt?
Why are they touching butts?
And they like it.
Why is he not grabbing a girl's butt, Daddy?
What else, Christina?
We got another story?
We only had two?
Oh, we got another one.
Last one.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Christina, you got to get better. The sports genius usually does it. Speaking of butts.
Hey, but first, let me give you this story.
It's my first time.
No, I get it.
It's my first time. I'll get better.
I get it. Just heads up, though. You might want to think of little, like, oh, speaking of girls' butts, Robert Kraft. You know what I mean?
See, I don't even know if she needs to do those because Sports Genius makes it so obvious he's making a transition.
And by Sports Genius, we're talking about Lunchbox.
Eddie, that's funny you talk about football.
Speaking of balls,
let's talk about baseball. I mean, it's like they never flow. They're all so clunky.
He tries.
He does.
The other night, Duke won by 1 point. They almost lost to Wake Forest. Everybody's screaming and crying. Oh, my God, Duke sucks. Well, no, it's just because Zion's not playing, blah, blah, blah. I think, bottom line is, Duke isn't fantastic. And they've lost with and without Zion.
Correct.
So
factual. Ooh, very true.
Yeah, she just got you guys with the facts.
Boom.
So what are you going to do? He's there or he's not. You're going to lose.
Zion, I'm very curious. Is he coming back?
Oh, he is.
Yes. They said Coach K said he'll be back for the tournament. Okay. Not for the ACC tournament.
Well, I mean, Coach, if he's not back for the tournament, that's it. That's his last chance to come back.
He'll
be back. Okay. I just don't think that he
big
has.
I know. I was talking about the big dance, but he has this little tournament.
He said he's expected to be back for the little
expected.
Tournament.
Expected. They got you with that one.
Why?
Because they've kind of drugged this out
Wait,
already.
Is that not mean he's playing the tournament? When I say expected, I take their word for it.
It depends. I think I don't foresee him playing in the ACC tournament for sure. March Madness. He's not missing that. He's
wow.
A big guy.
Then you're right. They got me.
They're in trouble though. They're not in trouble.
It's a huge
they're
play
not...
on words though, because they can say like he's expected, but then they're like, yeah, but we expected, but we
don't
know
F
how
with
it
us.
Was going to go.
But don't
yeah,
F but with that, us. Just like you know, like
it's
is
all
he
about
or
the
is
headlines.
He not?
It's
I get
all
it.
About
like
headlines.
We expected Eddie to come to the party, but he didn't.
But
come to
he just didn't show up.
That's your comparison.
Coach, expected's the best word ever. They're expecting him. It doesn't mean he's guaranteed.
Yeah.
I expect that I'll give you guys a good deal.
I expect I get paid on Thursday.
Yeah.
Then pay me on Thursday.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I expect my car to work when I get in it. It usually works when I get in it.
But does it always happen?
There's that one time.
This might be Zion's one time.
You want to know who uses the word expect? Like snake oil, like gross used car salesman.
Right.
I expect we could get you a free oil change. He's not guaranteed to that, dude. He never has to give you that.
It's true.
I expect I can give you a trade-in rebate. But that's not guaranteed, baby.
Exactly.
If you're a salesman today, the beauty of the word expect, you never have to follow through. Use it all the way. I expect we could get you Predators tickets if this deal goes down. You don't have to do it. I love it.
Did you see, speaking of Predators.
Great seg.
Did you see that there's a group of students at one of these universities here in Tennessee trying to get the Preds to change their name because of the Predator?
They want them to be called the Sabercats because.
What? Sexual predator.
There are people in our country that think Predator, the word,
is is too close to.
White guy in a white van outside of an elementary school.
But that's what society has turned the word into.
Right.
A predator is,
and guess
you know, animalistically
Preds,
is like.
Well, guess where the Preds play? In our society.
Yeah.
Boom.
I mean, I said it from day one. Like, you go back 40 podcasts back, and I was like, it's always weird to me to say, like, go Preds go. Like, I don't tell the dude in the white van, like, go Preds go. Like, it's just a weird feeling. Like, I should just get away from that.
I don't think they are, though.
Sabertooth tiger?
They want to call them the Sabercats.
Sabercats.
Pretty badass.
Sabercats. I don't know. It's going to take a while.
Coach, you're there. Predators. Yeah. I mean, the Predator thing, I can't believe it's lasted this long.
And then, can you imagine?
It really doesn't roll off the tongue.
Can you imagine all the Predators at the game, too? Like, yeah. They're talking about me, too.
Or when they do a news conference or something like, I'm now a Predator. Okay. Oh, guys,
put
come on.
Put the cuffs on him.
Guys,
put the cuffs
guys
on
they're going to do something with that soundbite. When you become a Nashville Predator, do not say, I'm now a Predator. Guys, never been happier. I'm now a Predator. Oh, God. Do not say that. Please, just come on the team.
Coach, do you have a lock before we leave?
Guys, if I can pull up my phone.
Oh, boy. This isn't what people want to hear, if I can pull up my phone.
Very spooked, very rattled last night. Usually I'm doing my calculations. I'm doing some algebra, some statistics, some calculus. But as I look at these locks, guys, there are some wide open games for tonight. Here is my stone cold lead pipe lock of the night. We're going to NBA basketball, okay? The Milwaukee Bucks are at home against the Pacers. Over-under is 223. Over 223. The Bucks play fast. They have a guy that goes by the name of, I don't know, it's slipped my tongue, Giannis Antetokounmpo. And he plays so fast. My nephew taught me how to say it. And the Pacers. Oh, do I love the Pacers. Do they have Oladipo? Or did he go somewhere else?
I don't know. 223 sounds like a good number, though.
I love the over 223.
Yeah, I did too.
So, guys, go ahead. NBA tonight. Screw college. I've probably missed about six in a row. Let's cross over to the big boys, okay? Over 223, Bucks, Pacers, lock it up.
Hey, you know what? And I normally don't do this. I agree with you, Ray, and I'm gonna one up you on that one. I'm gonna shut the door on something. This is what I like to do. I parlay. That's how we make money. Okay. So, Coach Ray, I will take your over 223 on the same
Oladipo
day.
Plays for the Pacers. Thank you.
Okay, I will take your 223
here's
on the
problem
same
with,
day.
Damn it. Here's the problem with parlays. Our lock guy who does all the calculations on an Excel sheet, he doesn't like the parlays because
care.
The odds aren't good, so we can't give you credit. They have to be two. If you're doing a parlay, it's two individual picks.
Hey, sore losers, locks, listen. If I hit this, that's worth two bets.
Right.
So you pay me two bets. If I lose it, go ahead and take two bets off.
Okay, that's what
fine.
I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you. So okay. Eddie's doing a parlay. This actually counts as two games. So
correct.
Even though if he loses the parlay, he would still be 1-1. But yes, you will lose your bet. But with our statistical analyzations that we do on the Excel spreadsheet from some random guy in Minnesota, this is going to count as two individual bets. Eddie has two. Go. Shut the door.
And I'm going to make that bet right now as I say it. So I'm taking Ray's 223 over that tonight's games, Indiana Pacers at Milwaukee Bucks, over 223, and add as well the Pacers plus 10. Take the Pacers plus 10. The game will be super close. The Bucks have not been looking good. I don't know who they played a couple days ago, but they found out a way to stop Giannis, and it really showed. The Pacers could even win this game, but just take the 10 points.
Are we sure
parlay.
It's plus 10?
Yes.
Are we sure?
I'm 100% sure.
It is plus 10.
And I just placed the bet. So Pacers plus 10, parlay that with over 223, and let's make some money. Shut the door.
There we go.
All right.
There's the picks, guys. Are
Christina,
we going to close it out?
Do you want to add a lock?
No.
Do you gamble?
Honestly,
do you want to
no.
start here? Here's
I mean,
my code.
I could, oh, but God. Honestly, I'm so bad. I'm so
you
bad.
You say that, but I'm
my luck is terrible.
Hey, wow. If you can do better than 20%, girl, you're with the hierarchy of the rankings.
So, everybody, thanks for listening. We're going to keep it short because Ray needs to get home. He's got 12 o'clock noon live shots to hit with the local news.
I don't know
yeah,
about
catch
that.
Catch Ray in the local news.
Guys, I've already said I hate to turn down interviews. I really do. We did our exclusive one with the Bobby Bones Show. If you need that, get it at BobbyBones.com.
No. This is the exclusive. Okay. We got the in-depth with you here.
Absolutely. This here, you need the video footage, go to BobbyBones.com.
No. I'll put it on our Sore Losers.
Okay. Okay.
Quit sending people to the Bobby Bones Show.
Here's what I'm fearful of. All of a sudden, helicopters coming in, boom, cops, or not cops, news trucks, boom, it's CNN, Fox News. When the big boys start picking this up, I don't need that. Me and my girl try to live a very quiet life in the burbs, and that's going to, honestly,
well,
that's
going
to,
anymore.
Guys, I'm going to be dead serious. That'll freak her the hell out. I don't need any news trucks at the crib. I've heard it's a circus. Leave me alone. Let's find the guy together. Let's do this.
Yeah, Coach, what's your soundbite when the news comes up? Like, say one thing about it, sir.
It was...
No. Remember, we talked about it.
I know. Didn't tell me what it is.
Well, we just want to find the guy.
Okay. Yeah. We've lived in America very happy. We love our lives here. We want to bring this man to justice. We want to find the guy and put him behind bars for as long as necessary. Thank you, guys. No more. No more. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about.
We found him. He was a redneck in his truck, and he had a couple
but you
beers.
You can't say that.
Oh. That's in my own... In my own hypothesis of what
you
happened,
you don't even know who
it's a
it
backwoods
was.
Road I live on, and typically there's guys in trucks shooting guns. And if somebody does that, they're a redneck to me.
It could have been a dude just like, I just bought this gun, like, oh crap, like accidentally went
with
off.
With the trajectory, there's no way it was an accident. Somebody did it from a parking lot, a drive-by, or whatever. I'm going to talk to the police. We're going to get to the bottom of this. No more questions. Thank you. Thank
no
you.
More,
thank
he's
you,
done. He's
you.
Done. Thank you all so done, much. Thanks for listening to the podcast, Christina. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
Coach,
no problem.
Ray, I'm so glad you're alive.
Absolutely.
So happy.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank God for that. And Sports Genius Lunchbox, if you're listening, I hope you get better, dude.
He's under the weather.
Feel
he
better.
May have the flu.
All right, everybody, Sore Losers Show on Twitter. Thanks for listening. It's a short one, but thank you anyway. Goodbye.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.